un zapot cu tutie aci popot că fiat în virelo vea dar me te gadi pot gagote sa nu posete nu pe agi pure vea nu pe asche pa muno ca nu pe asche pa muno ca nu vie sac vena i si nu pe asche Revolutions funky,
funky revolutions, funky, funky revolutions, funky, funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to funky revolutions. Uy, sino wa kile.
For your mind and for your hip, this is the Mothership's cassette archives, 25 years of funky revolutions. A chance to hear some of the musicians, interviews, and series that have marked 25 years of discovery on the flight of the Mothership with host Khalid. On this week's episode, Hip Hop Elements. First, an interview from September of 1995 with Rubadoid Band, featuring then a 13-year-old DJ A-Track and his brother Dave One. In a second part, two interviews, or at least parts of interviews, done with Chaos. First, in the spring of 2002 for his first album, Exit, and then an acoustic presence and interview in September of 2004. For his sophomore album, Joyful Rebellion. And to close out the show, Muzayon, featuring their second album, Mentalité Moon Morne, ringing out the century and welcoming in the 21st, the last show of 1999 on Funky Revolutions. Restez bien des nôtres, sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal. Pour ces rythmes internationaux dits funky et ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution.
Welcome to the Funkathon. Tonight, for your eyes only, Rubadoid. Ancient dinosaur from the dawning of man, returned to funk you up.
Thank you. C'était bien Rubadoid, un groupe montréalais assez jeune aussi. On va voir qu'il y a un membre qui est très très jeune, c'est assez impressionnant. C'est le DJ 8-Track. Ce groupe, c'est Rubadoid. Et il y a Dave, Martwan et Tufik qui sont dans le studio aussi avec le DJ pour nous en parler un peu du groupe. Bienvenue à Funky Revolutions.
What's up, TK?
You also actually, the two of you, do another show at 4 p.m. when we end.
Plug one.
Plug one. Rap Attitude, and that's on CISM, right?
That's right.
And some interesting, particularly focusing on Francophone French rap,
yes.
Hip-hop culture.
But also, yeah, that, like you said, debates concerning the hip-hop culture as a whole.
That's an interesting field, and some people have seemed, even with some of the new production and new work coming out and some of the advances made by French rappers, to see it as a kind of derivative art form. And I don't think that you would agree with that.
Well, you know, we could go on for a long time talking about this, you know.
But you've actually come not as DJs, but rather as performers. And
oh, that's right.
What is Rubadoid all about? What's its mission or its flavor?
Well, Rubadoid is, first of all, Rubadoid is Montreal's youngest hip-hop, jazzy, funk sensation. That means we're just, you know what I'm saying, we're just young white kids playing the funk, you know? And it's all about bringing the funk back, but mixing it with hip-hop and jazz elements, but keeping, you know, the youthful vibe we got, because we got like a 13-year-old DJ, and we're all really young kids, you know? But we're still playing the music, and we're still in the groove, and that's what it's all about.
When you take funk, you add all of the different evolutions to it. Comment est-ce que vous retrouvez aussi jeune que vous êtes dans une musique qui a une vingtaine d'années, mais qui est aussi très très avant-garde. Comment vous composez, comment vous articulez ce groove pour vous-même? What does it mean for you all?
Bah, tout d'abord, il faut quand même mentionner que ce qu'on fait, c'est surtout des compos, c'est-à-dire pas trop de covers, contrairement à beaucoup d'autres groupes qui jouent du funk. Donc ça, déjà, ça ajoute notre élément particulier. And to answer your question in English right now, because we're going to be switching, that's right. What we do is, like, we take some old elements, you know what I'm saying? We take lots of old elements, but we kind of bring it back with new 90s sounds. For example, with the DJ we got right over here, brings it a hip-hop and 90s touch, you know? And we try to blend as much as we can, and it's original stuff.
DJ 8-Track actually is 13 years old, and
that's
I have
right.
a real hard time seeing him over the the barrier in front of us. But it's pretty impressive. But also for a 13-year-old kid to be, you know, laying down some wax and being able to compose with music that's like twice his age. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in on the steel.
Well, I started just being interested in scratching around last October. I only had an old turntable, so I couldn't do much, you know. But I just started practicing, and then in around April, May, I got enough money to buy a real turntable, a real mixer, everything. So it got, you know, it opened new doors, and I concentrated on that and just tried to do my best and mixing scratch, which is really quite recent and most of the time associated with rap music, but also scratching on old funk, as David said.
For those of you who, in French or English, as you wish, who play the instruments, there's Martwan on the drums and Tufik on the bass. For the rhythm section, for those who keep the rhythm, you've grown up here, I take it, in ici à Montréal. What is it that you guys working together as the basic rhythm section try to do for Rubadoid, and what kind of a rhythm identity are you trying to give the group?
Well, first of all the songs are written by me, Pat, and Martwan, and I think, je pense que Martin peut continuer avec la question, non, c'est ça?
Parce que les Rubadoid s'est formé pour nous trois, c'est nous trois qui formons les chansons. Et moi, personnellement, j'ai été très influencé par la musique latine. J'écoute beaucoup de musique funk, mais aussi ce que j'aime, moi, c'est plutôt la puissance et le groove. Donc, je préfère plus la puissance, le groove, c'est ce que je disais, avec le moins possible de choses, par exemple, de, trop de passes. Je veux pas faire trop, il faut pas que ce soit trop. Trop
just
trop.
Keep a simple crew.
Ça, c'est ça, juste presque un beatbox.
In using instrumentation and going back, we went through a dance period where most everything was produced through machines. What do you think? What wave do you think you're riding or leading with this return and mixture of acid jazz, of funk? Where do you guys think you're going to take this? And what are you identifying and writing right now, signifying right now?
You know, man, we want to. Yeah, it's a hard question. We want to take it to a next level, but. Like, we don't know yet, but the thing is, we're not anti-technology or anything. I mean, we're going to perhaps work with samples, you know? As soon as my bro A-Track's going to have, like, a sampler and stuff, man, we're going to blend stuff in, too, you know? Fait que je crois qu'on va continuer à mélanger, mais on sait pas où est-ce qu'on s'en va, on sait pas où est-ce qu'on se dirige. Je crois
qu'on peut pas trop définir notre style, parce qu'on est vraiment influencé partout, le rap, le funk, le vieux funk, le 80s funk, n'importe quoi.
Mm-hmm. Ouais.
En regardant toutes ces influences un peu, et je pense un peu maintenant à la mélodie, à l'articulation, the lyrics, what you guys do with words and what you try to express in a, you know, straight signification outside with the groove. What is your lyrical inspiration? What are you guys trying to say with your music as well?
Lyrically wise?
Yeah.
Well, that would be my man Eclipse's department. He's not with us right now, unfortunately. But I mean, he what he does is, like, he's a rapper first and foremost, so the songs he will sing will still have that rap message, you know what I'm saying? Like, the song World Today still has a strong conscious connotation to it, which hails from the hip-hop move, but we still have, like, Barry White style songs about the ladies, you know what I'm saying, and all that jazz. See, funk is a lot about the ladies and the groove, you know? I don't think we're gonna have too much dub poetry involved, you know. We're gonna stay simple, like my man Mart said, you know, stay simple and stay funky. That's what we're all about.
Is there funk to be done well is a question of catching some kind of vibe, identifying it, and being able to naturally consume it and then give it back out. You say that you have lots and lots and lots of influences, but when you look at the old school sources that especially you will be sampling in the future, where can you identify yourself most with, do you think?
Well, we each identify to something different. Like,
right.
I identify to Parliament style, I don't know, Bootsy styles, things like that.
Whereas I identify a lot with the 1980s. Because that's when I grew up, you know, and, like, people are all 70s right now, but, man, the 80s vibe is going to come back, you know, and we're going to be the first ones, you know, and I hope to kind of defend it, you know, because, I mean, I didn't grow up in the 70s, I grew up with the 80s and all, you know, all that stuff that everybody remembers still, you know. That's why we play covers like Give Me the Night by George Benson, you know, Sexual Healing, Billie Jean, you know, all these things everybody remembers, you know.
And I think DJ A-Track is more influenced by the 87 rap thing, you know, like DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And like, man, Martin, lui, c'est plutôt le jazz latin, hein, Martin, quand même.
C'est ce que je
préfère. Ah ouais?
C'est ce que j'adore jouer, en fait, avec le funk, évidemment.
Your audience, vos auditeurs, les gens qui viennent voir les spectacles, c'est le même âge? C'est des gens qui comprennent la musique ou qui sont là? And just catch the vibe and go with it all of a sudden.
Ça dépend. En fait, ouais. La majeure partie, la majorité des gens qui viennent nous voir sont de notre âge ou sinon plus vieux. C'est des gens soit qui sont nos amis, mais c'est ça que. Genre, des gens qui sont nos amis, ils viennent parce qu'on est leurs amis. Ils aiment notre musique, mais c'est pas tout à fait ça. Ce qu'il faudrait, c'est que nous attendons des spectateurs beaucoup plus ouverts à la musique et beaucoup. On essaie de
d'élargir, ouais. C'est-à-dire qu'on est encore en formation, ça fait pas longtemps qu'on est sur la scène, à peine un an, mais vraiment à peine. Donc on est encore en pleine évolution et notre public est pas encore définitif. Donc on peut retrouver autant de nos amis, mais je crois que ils veulent avoir de plus en plus de b-boy, surtout que bon, je crois que avec les shows, on s'est fait amis avec des rappeurs comme Mathématiques, comme Dice B, qui vont amener un apport nouveau, et on essaye. Ben en fait, nous, ce qu'on aimerait, ça serait avoir un petit peu comme One Nation Under the Groove, tu sais, avoir des gens qui écoutent tous les styles du rap, du funk, du R&B, et que toutes se réunissent à nos concerts pour un peu faire une unité à ce niveau-là.
A little bit of solidarity.
That's right, that's right.
And, I mean, there's something that I hope does develop is we lose that old Montreal attitude and come together, and that's one of the particular music you guys are making is makes it possible for people to get together. That's what I've always argued. We're gonna the group is composed of the members who aren't here. It's Waleed on the keyboards.
That's right.
Eclipse, the vocal rapper, and Phil and Jack are on the horns.
That's right.
And you also have DJ Roll.
Yeah, DJ Roll, he's really special because he's not really known yet, but he was one of the first DJs in Montreal to spin and rap in French. Like, he's been doing that stuff, like, since 88, you know? The first Solar album came in 91, you know what I'm saying? So he was, like, one of the pioneers of the French rap wave, and he helps us a lot. I mean, he helps us with the influences, the samples, the scratching. Like, they're going to work on a routine. We're going to have two DJs, like, eventually work on scratching routines. So he's, like, basically a big influence also in the band. That's why we mentioned him.
Right on. We're going to let DJ A-Track take over in a bit, and we'll come back and talk a bit about some French hip-hop, which we'll be playing. We've had on guitars Dave Mart, one on drums, on bass Tufik with the very young man here, DJ A-Track. You're going to hear some of his way of interacting with Wax in a moment. What we're going to do, though, is from your I guess this is your first worldwide affair.
Actually, we had a demo that was out last year,
uh-huh.
And this is more than a demo. I think it could almost be called a cassette. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like 65 minutes of nonstop jams.
Yep.
And so it's the first thing and a worldwide affair. That's about it.
First we started off. The first tune was a Rubidoid Party, we're gonna go to the second side of World Today. You mentioned it briefly already. What do you want people to pick up out of this tune, World Today?
Oh man, the message is fat, but people gotta notice that my man Eclipse in one take got to sing, rap in French, and rap in English. I mean, that's pretty, like, big up to Eclipse on that one.
It all got out of his heart.
Yeah, that's right. Et puis bon, ben je crois qu'il faut écouter. C'est une chanson un peu plus conscientisée, mais quand même le groove est là, j'espère. Et puis bon, moi c'est une de mes chansons préférées. Hein. C'est bien jazz, mais ça, ben, c'est nous. Avec les deux chansons que tu as choisies, je crois que ça nous représente bien.
D'accord. Restez à l'écoute. 90,3 MF. This is Funky Revolutions. Much thanks to Rubidoid. Stay with us as we head in to our second hour. This is A World Today. My name is Khalid, and this is 90.3 FM.
Somebody find the reason. With so much violence in the streets, and the bombs searching me, as it's hard to be alive. A plan to save lives. Really need I say, we cannot work that way with ancient in our eyes. The earth's just crashing, no surprise. Race is not an obstacle. See through it, reach out and pull to find the answer. We need to make it through. Check it. The suffering many cold society brings to terms. Forcing through the tribulations of life as the world shows. We're small as a worm in this world. So systematically, I'm kicking dirt in the face. Responsibilities unleash my angerism. Propaganda of a masculinism. To be the man for whom, for what, with all the reasons. Reflection of myself living under pressure. In so many ways, I release my violence that I perform in sort of like a soldier. Use my mind piece like a soldier's deceased. Measuring it for the people to think that they are equal. No matter what the color, what the race, that shit is over. After slapping me in the cheeks, they want my whole face to race. The leader cuts the tone, the skin is a disgrace. But as it's chill on the side, they realize it's a world so we're crazy. Don't know where it's about to blow. Are we just gonna let it go? We're waiting for peace and the body find the reasons. With so much violence in the streets, and the world is searching me as I strive to realize a plan to save your lives. Really need I say, we cannot work that way. In our eyes, the earth's just glass with no surprise. Race is not an obstacle. See through it, reach out and pull to find the answers. You need to make it through. It's just the world today. It's just the world today. It's just the world today. It's just the world today.
Take my time, for I know that your body imagine me caressing you all night, from your head to your toes. Green shadow is what I need to set the mood for an erotic scenario. Grab your ankle so that I can see your pretty smile turned upside down, down. Seulement voilà là, il semblerait que des cadavres, des îles caractérisées soient relevées dans l'entame provocante avec facilité. Les erreurs du passé peuvent se renouveler, faire l'affaire des supporters, de la proie, de faire le bras, tendu en l'air le cycle, rebelle en bannière, bombe, bombe, bang, même du shoot dans sa double R. Avec plaisir, je lui shoot dans la tête, mais ma terre. National et ce front international et l'affront, voilà pourquoi je fais front, fronçant les sourcils quand le nom sénile s'amuse à faire un score de 25% dans ma ville. Plus jamais ça stoppe au tronc, ça stoppe les morales, j'ai cérébral et l'embolie, vous avez compris, vous avez saisi, ressaisissez-vous, la jeunesse doit être à l'heure, au rendez-vous, fixé, en effet, appuyé sur la femme tricolore, le putain des tentacles du petit départ, moi, trop parcours, mais j'aimerais les voir morts, j'aurais le parfois de les voir en victime martyr dans un film gore, oui, oui, vous avez compris qui je suis, je combat sans déranger par les odeurs et les bruits, car on est tous là, nous sommes retour au même schéma, auquel on avait déjà répondu plus jamais ça. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Aussi de toi, faut qu'il reste sans voix pendant que c'est pour qu'il sorte pas continuellement le bruit d'attendre de ouais, d'avancer de ouais, ouais, la voix puis la ouais, voix par la suite de ouais, ouais, puis d'essayer ouais, de tout péter certains éléments de notre passé. Alors ne laissons pas le temps, non, prendre les devants, non, ne laissons pas le temps, non, allez en refermant toutes les blessures de ce cas de figure qui n'en avait pas simplement l'allure, mais qui fut la prochaine d'une idéologie de mort.
Now let us start a song on the schema. Now let us start a song on the schema.
déjà vu le résultat de ces conneries. Alors va-t-on continuer à te laisser manœuvrer par la haine malsaine, la musique, les plus mentales. Je me rappelle que les ségrégations raciales, je me rappelle encore que cet homme n'est pas normal. Et ce que vous voyez est tout à l'heure de la guerre d'âle. J'irai qu'il n'a pas de chier, mais nous on s'en va les couilles. On n'était pas là, et on est tous là de son retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de son retour au même schéma. Mais on est tous là de ce retour au même schéma. Mathématiquement, c'était sûr. C'est parce qu'il cherchait n'a jamais ce qui est plus sûr. Pour le futur, c'est qu'on aura droit à ce même climat, à ce même climat, à ce même climat.
Les enfants, les égarés sont comme des feuilles, et l'écran leur offre l'encre de la violence. À la recherche d'une identité, d'une vérité, de la frontière entre le clair et l'obscur,
l'image prend désormais le contrôle de la personnalité. La fiction devient réalité, et la réalité, un cauchemar.
C'est la 25e image, et ça se fait de beau carnage.
J'étais fasciné par les truands et la vie qu'ils menaient. Ils faisaient le mal, mais étaient toujours bien sapés, plein de femmes et tout ce qu'ils voulaient. Être méchant m'était facile. J'ai donc décidé d'avoir le premier rôle dans le scénario dont je rêvais. J'étais trop jeune pour comprendre où j'allais. Agir sans réfléchir, c'est exactement ce que je cherchais. Je sentais la puissance affluer en moi au fur et à mesure que je serrais le 45 entre mes doigts. Combien de fois l'ai-je senti? De la plus grosse à la plus petite embrouille, je faisais parler mes douilles. Seulement je n'étais pas le seul nom à avoir pris une illusion pour une suggestion. Il fut plus rapide. Putain, c'était pas dans mon film. Il a coupé le fil, je tombe dans le vide. Il n'y a qu'un pas de la fiction à la réalité. J'en ai fait deux, et je suis en train de crever. Je m'envole, mais mon corps reste au sol. Aveuglé par une image, j'ai choisi le mauvais rôle.
C'est la 25e image, et ça sert de vos carnages.
C'est la 25e image.
C'est la 25e image, choisis bien ton personnage.
Tu pourrais finir en cage.
C'est la 25e image, et ça sert de vos carnages.
C'est la 25e image.
C'est la 25e image, choisis bien ton personnage.
Tu pourrais finir en cage.
Oh yo, y'a l'alerte à la télévision. Oh yo, la réalité dépasse la fiction. Oh yo, tâchons d'éviter toute confusion. Tu marches dans ma rue, c'est mieux qu'un film d'action. Dis mais non, oh yo, galère à la télévision. Oh yo, la réalité dépasse la fiction. Oh yo, tâchons d'éviter toute confusion. Tu marches dans ma rue, c'est mieux qu'un film d'action. Dis mais non, écoute l'histoire du jeune qu'on appelle Andy. Situation classique, qui habite Marseille ou Vitry. Tout le monde dit qu'il a quelque chose en lui. Qui vous dit je suis taré, alors me fais pas d'ennui. Tout ça est bien banal, mais sous l'effet de certains produits. Il visionne ce qu'a fait, c'est puis s'identifie. C'est la panique dans la Tessie. Al Pacino a sorti son fusil. Si t'as vu la fin de film, tu sais comment ça finit. La vie est bien plus forte qu'un film de Fellini. Dis mais non, oh yo, y'a l'air à la télévision. Oh yo, la réalité dépasse la fiction. Oh yo, tâchons d'éviter votre confession. Tu marches dans ma rue, c'est mieux qu'un film d'action. Yo.
Bien sûr. quelques rayonnements obscurs.
Quand un enfant s'assied devant sa télé, c'est un effet écran de fumée qui se développe dans sa tête loin de la vision réelle d'un humain. C'est fait du quotidien, mais est-ce la pensée du spectateur? Mais il devient comme une victime de mal spectateur. La veille vierge pontine se tache de noir, absorbe la violence à l'instar d'un buvard. Flingue, viol et punition pour la création de vrais cauchemars en deux dimensions. Hollywood en état de choc et paniqué, braqué par des caractères qu'elle a créé. Parce que le bon de héros n'a rien à voir avec le stéréotype du quartier. Donc il est rejeté mais le mauvais bénéficie d'un respect facile à désirer quand on vit dans la pauvreté. Angoisse ténébreuse que désormais je vois face à la peur de l'anonymat. 24 images de scène violente, la 25e sera réelle.
C'est la 25e image, et j'inspire de vos canards.
C'est la 25e image.
C'est la 25e image, choisis bien ton personnage.
CKUT 90.3 is where the groove is at this afternoon until 4 p.m. This is Funky Revolutions. Much, much thanks to the young DJ A-Track. He is with the group Rubidoid, and he has been spinning the tracks and scratching for us today. Many thanks. Merci beaucoup. Hein?
De rien.
Très jeune, 13 ans. Et on a entendu en ce moment I Am, 25 images. C'était du film La Haine.
Voilà, ouais.
Toi, tu l'as vu, hein? En France, c'était bon? Super.
Ouais, c'est un film. En fait, c'est un film sur les bavures policières qui montrait à travers les cités en France et tout. Et c'est un film qui laisse très perplexe, parce que c'est toujours on sait jamais ce qui se passe, qu'est-ce qui va se passer, pourquoi c'est comme ça. C'est toujours un film qui se passe dans une journée, et on voit la journée d'un homme qui vit dans les cités. C'est un film qui finit bizarrement. Je vous dirai pas quand même la fin, mais c'est un très bon film, faut aller voir.
À suggérer, alors.
À suggérer. Et l'autre musique, on avait entendu avant ça, c'était NTM.
Voilà, ouais.
Un classique du rap français, tu m'as dit.
C'est ça. NTM, ça a commencé avec le graffiti. Ça veut dire « nique ta mère ». Pour les Anglais, « F-word your mother ». C'est un groupe qui est là depuis très longtemps, qui vient de la banlieue Saint-Denis à Paris. Ça a été vraiment les originaux « Rude Boys », si on veut, du rap français parisien. Ils n'ont pas eu toute la popularité, par exemple, de MC Solar, justement à cause du fait que leur message est beaucoup plus street, si on veut. Mm-hmm. Et puis, avec leur plus récent album, Paris sous les bombes, bien sûr, les bombes, c'est les bombes d'aérosol. Et puis, donc, avec leur nouvel album, ils ont vraiment eu la popularité qu'ils méritaient. Et donc, s'il y en a qui peuvent mettre la main sur ce disque, c'est vraiment ça aussi à recommander, NTM.
Can you characterize a bit the very briefly? I know you do this on your own show on CISM 89.3, 10 below us. you have a show called Rap Attitude, where you explore the issues of hip hop and French hip hop in particular.
Yes.
Can you characterize a little bit? It's gone its own way. They're leading edge as well in France. And can you characterize a little bit where French hip hop is at right now?
French hip-hop is at two different stages. In Canada, in Montreal, it's at a very bad stage, I would say, because all the very media-oriented stations, or much music stations, are airing it as a form of very cute American hip-hop-inspired French-speaking pop. Basically, that's what it sadly is. That's not the image of French hip-hop in France. And that's not the image of French hip-hop in the rest of the world. I don't know why it is here. And we try to correct that image by more showing the true street French hip-hop sense, and by also exploring like various issues of the culture, because certainly at the CISM radio station, it's not as much a hip-hop-oriented station as this one here. So we try to demystify the whole hip-hop culture for the stations and also for the listeners. But French hip-hop is at a very creative stage right now in France, and I just hope it comes the same way here.
I must thank you all. We've had Dave, he plays guitars, and he just spoke now. He can be caught at 4 p.m. on 89.3, and he'll be joined by Tufik, who also plays the bass for the group we heard a little earlier. Rubidoid. And then there was Mart 1, he plays the drums, and the very young DJ 8-Track, who is on the Wheels of Steel for the group. They have other members who couldn't be here. We'll let you know next time they play. They'll let us know, and hopefully we'll have you back on the Wheels as well. And thank you very much for coming. And c'est un nouveau groupe des jeunes Montréalais, Rubidoid, and exploring funk and the mixture of all the grooves. Thanks for coming in. This is 90.3 CKUT.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is the series, The Mothership's Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions. Our second feature is with Chaos, Toronto MC, rapper, and musician, who came through the studios on two occasions, first in 2002, and then in 2004, supporting his first and second albums, Exit and then Joyful Rebellion. This is the first interview from 2002, supporting Exit on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Positivity, got my man into the one Godzilla, understands the deep. Mold, got the beat into the one man spit, is for the street and contents of the pressure. Knows the deal to the girl victory, you make me feel, to my man John Sal, we keep it down, pick a fork in the cup.
I pull out the mic and shock MCs for spite. Whatever I write magnifies heavenly sights. You see you shining, but that really means you reflect. I absorb light within my pores and then connect with the righteous ones. He told me, son, forget it. Live your life for the truth, though many will never let it. They dead walking, trapped on the earth like walking. I meditate day to day so I can stay on the right path. How many know just what I'm feeling? The earth keeps revealing songs you can't sing to the non-believers. Deceivers, they can't see this. They're blind to the facts, but I can't relax. I keep running, see the light towards the sun, and they keep shunning. But I bow my head to the one, and I can't lie. So euphoric, I wanna fly up to the heavenly hills where love chills.
He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you. He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you.
My method is wild, original style acoustic. Some are refusing cause they don't know the real. The seventh seal is broken, so I be smoking all these whack rappers cause they never knew the time. It's easy to find out the way things are, but how it's supposed to be is too far for your mind to grasp. So you follow the mask, playing the role of a Mac, but deep inside the Mac knows the spirit is under attack. And I lead the war with my battalion, lyrical stallion riding, dividing the sheep from the goats. The lyrical quotes, if not you could get smoked by the modest or genius. I mean this, I guarantee you never seen this before. Rapping over guitars and finger snap, my rapping facts will make the whole fire burn. He told me, son, so check it out.
He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you. He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you.
My war's against the foundation of a global united nation, where human rule the world by the codes of the Freemasons. Hallucinated by the quest for domination, an equation which equals the battle station. Ready to bust, capture, and crush. Move anonymous, stealth style, rebellious, perverse profile. Cause the beast is hideous, so move agile. Seek the facts and compile. More wisdom, smoke your ism, nurture knowledge in your children. Give thanks and it has nothing to do with the fake pilgrim. Caught in the curriculum, the devil wants to be Ichiban. And deception is how this is done, but by the locks of the dreaded Don, a.k.a. Red Ron. We'll emerge the champion, cause the war is on. So grab your Teflon, your muskets and your swords, and peace, love, and unity will be your reward.
He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you. He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you. He told me, son, follow me, and I will come to you.
demons and those devils. They have been there for a long time. And I am sick and tired of their bullshit. What they are trying to do is create conflict. Seeing what they are trying to put to create between us is superstars.
You have a beautiful new album that ranges deep inside the hip-hop root, but also goes all over the place as well. The album is called Exit. It's an introduction, in a way, to your more complete artistic self. What did it mean? What did you mean first as an album that was a debut album that meant Exit?
On a cliche level, you know, people say that at the beginning of anything is also the ending, if you're smart about it and if you're open. I've been saying this a lot. It basically comes down to being knowing and understanding that only when you can let things go is when you can really kind of enjoy them. And I think that's how I wanted to approach the album. Have the ability to let things, to release things. I think that's all Exit is really saying. Not holding on to anything, but being open enough to let things happen, you know, whatever that may be.
Recording-wise, I think your first recording was in 1992.
Right.
So it's 10 years of making music and first getting onto a recording. Is this what kind of an evolution is this? Does it mark then in this 10th year of trying to put stuff out? What does it bring together, this album now? For you.
I think the full scale is like from innocence to sort of this awareness of myself. And I think that if I'd been putting out records maybe from 92, that innocence would have happened gradually on record in front of people. But I think because I took a lot of time away and was very cautious about the steps I took, that evolution sort of happened within. And now with this album, at 30 years old, it's my first thing. We know a lot of records out there right now are being put out by children and people controlling children and people kind of evolving in the spotlight, which does have certain type of credibility also. But I mean, when I look at people like Bob Marley or whatever, these guys kind of went through something before they actually got to put themselves into the world. And I think I'm kind of happy about that. So really, it's just a life lesson about, you know, I said when I was in 92, I said to my manager at that time, if I'm not signed by the time I'm 20 or 21, I'm going to quit. And if someone had told me, at 30 years old, I'd be putting out my first record. Maybe I would have quit, but it's been a very laborious, you know, kind of like journey, but it's a labor of love, so.
Well, I think the maturity that you're talking about comes out in the production quality of the album, in definitely the content in the songs. You even address in several of the songs this notion of being responsible
right.
for hip-hop and within hip-hop. How do you think hip hop community as such is it ready to hear this kind of message?
I mean, it's always been ready. If you look at Public Enemy or that whole golden era of like Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul, even Grandmaster Flash and the first recordings were conscious, self-aware albums about society and where we were going. Is it popular right now to talk about, you know, hip hop in those terms, and then on top of that, to do songs outside of the hip-hop radar? Probably not. Like you said, you just got in an argument about the album not being good because there's too many pop elements. But, I mean, Jay-Z's the biggest pop element right now. So is DMX. It's just, you can shade yourself a certain way so you don't seem popular. But when you're selling millions and millions of records and kids in the suburbs know who you are, you're more mainstream than, you know, whoever. You know, so to me, it's like, at the end of the day, what the album is really trying to say to people is that just to be aware of yourself and be responsible, but also to have fun too. If there's no fun element, then it kind of becomes this sort of like scientific, very sterile kind of like complaining thing. But I think because there's so many different vibes on there, it allows people to sort of follow the journey of somebody who just loves all different types of music. I started singing at first, and hip hop was something that I thought was a challenge that I wanted to get into because most of my friends were MCs. And I think coming from that basis, there's a bit of an elitism when you deal with music sometimes, music and notes and melody. You kind of look at hip-hop, well, what are they really musically bringing to the table? The way in which I approach songwriting is hip-hop basically humbled me, and it showed me that it was more about like doing with what you felt and actually doing things outside the radar as opposed to always trying to fit it and do something that was supposed to be popular at the time. I mean, everyone knows all popular means is to be the best for a limited amount of time. So that changes all the time. That's why pop culture exists, because there is no standard of what's popular. You know what I mean? That's why we can look back at what we wore in the 70s and say it was corny because that was popular then. It's not popular now. Actually, when I started to rap that I actually it was a checks and balance to what I was doing in the musical world. It made me investigate my singing voice differently. It made me investigate lyrics differently. It made me see that half the singers, because of the word repertoire, just do what they're supposed to do based on what's classic. But yet they're afraid to redefine what's classic because they'll be criticized or ostracized, much like Miles Davis or anybody, when you start going outside of the radar. And I think hip-hop just is unorthodox because of sampling and having to take something but make it your own. You start realizing how you sort of have to have this kind of original viewpoint. Maybe not originality in what you want to put out to people, because that goes back to what moved you, but just the whole way you approach the music is more important. And that comes out on the record, specifically because every song I did, I know that I love hip-hop, and I took that love into those songs. And if people, you know, my hip-hop viewpoint isn't the world's hip-hop viewpoint, but it's pertinent, and it comes from the golden era, so hopefully those people will be able to get down with what I'm doing.
Yo, this is a mission, not a small-time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. I was chilling at the crib with this girl named Wise. She was kissing my brain, caressing my third eye when the phone rang. I couldn't believe it, told myself to forget it, ignore it, leave it. But just when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is serious business. Hip-hop is dying, it's all Darth Vader. So pick up your mic and swing your lightsaber. The Skywalker, the fly talker from the D-Dot. We got beats and lyrics to get you up. Kicking the door, waving my ASR. Who got my back? In fact, it's figure four. I keep it raw, across the city just like lore. Rappers are claiming to be hardcore, but never no more.
Some what? Lost, lost, they flows, they don't get it when I fall. I'm quick to admit it. If you love this life, I know you'll get with it. Cause all in all, it's fantastic. Some just lost their flaws, they don't get it. When I fall off things, I'm quick to admit it. If you love this life, I know you'll get with it. Cause all in all, it's fantastic.
There's only two digits, zero and number one. But some get fooled by counting bullets in a gun. I make a run with that renegade red one. We so close, you can figure it's cousins. So step up if get taxed. Hip-hop used to be black, but now with black still. The grit, cause they mostly spit like demonology. My psychology not dependent on pimpology. Cause pimps just react to things, man, make them happen. This rapping, dedicated to soul clapping. If you got soul, then the infinite's in control. Stop using mind, people too legitimize yourself, cause you rape the earth and tell lies. My man positive, intelligent, and wise. I don't suck energy, son, I energize. This is the thing to make it live, bring it back like.
Some just lost, they flossed, they don't get it. When I fall off things, I'm quick to admit it. If you love this life, I know you'll get with it. Cause all in all, it's fantastic. Some just lost, they flossed, they don't get it. When I fall off things, I'm quick to admit it. If you love this life, I know you'll get with it. Cause all in all, it's fantastic.
You're tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Mount Real. This is the Mothership's Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions, exploring the past, the present, and the future of the funk. Our second experience with Chaos in September of 2004 features an acoustic performance and discussion around Joyful Rebellion, his vision, a musical vision of hip-hop and emceeing. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we'll be back after these brief messages.
Suoni Perilpopolo is back, and in real life for its 22nd edition. All the sights, sounds, and sensations of live music. After 2 years of online adaptation, Suoni is filling up the month of June with liberated music of all genres. Over 45 events and 90 participating artists performing indoors, outdoors, streamed, for maximum accessibility. Record and book launches, workshops, a puppet show, a satellite Sony happening in Wakefield, Quebec, of all places, and, of course, much more. For all the goodies, check out SonyParapopolo.org. Masks will, of course, be required. For your audio program guide, tune into the Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, May 24th, May 31st, and June 7 and 14th, from 3 till 5 p.m. The Swanee crew hosts will be serving up highlights of what to expect at this year's festival. This is, of course, a CKUT co-presentation.
Walk with us on Saturday, June 11th at 1 p.m. Join us for the 8th Annual Spirit Walk on beautiful Mount Royal. The Spirit Walk is an annual fundraiser for the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal, Foyipo Tham. Register to walk and set a personal goal to fundraise for the shelter. All funds go directly to the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal towards their second stage housing project and Saradikitak Social Pediatric Clinic. Join us for fun, community-driven, even including musical performances generously supported by CKUT. Everyone is welcome. Bring your friends, family, and pets, and come walk with us. Follow our Instagram at SpiritWalkMTL for links to register and for more information.
You're tuned to CKUT 90.3 FM in Mount Real. This is the Mothership's Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions, exploring the past, the present, and the future of the funk.
Yeah. One time, yo, check it out, yo. CKUT special, special dedication. Yo. Other day I wanted to run up on the Republican convention, and I wanted to say one, I wanted to grab the mic and say, I wanted to say, yo, yo, guess who's coming to dinner? Naughty dreadlocks, oh no. Guess who's coming to dinner? Naughty dreadlocks. Yo, check it, yo, this is not a love song, y'all, it's a sonnet. Damn, it feels good to have people up on it, but I'm just a fool playing with the master's tools, learning how to break the rules of this record company. Cool hallucination, I see with my eyes, but my heart's telling me lies. Why do I fantasize? Why am I telling lies to the people from the stage, pretending it's all good when inside is firing? Cause I can't understand how a man lives off the life of another man. Try to pimp the universe, that's a joke. I stay rocking the boat down to my last note. It's murder, she wrote. Assassination vocabulary. I see your termination is heavenly necessary. I should have known they do it for Forbes alone. I do it to break the walls. If I fall off, then let me know, people. Yeah. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes pride. This is my message to the world. Just trying to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. So this is just a freestyle. Yo, it's K-Dash here on CKUT. When I grab the microphone, I do it beautifully. I came from T-Dot to place Montreal. I don't wear diamond rings and I don't play ball. Super Bowl status. Grab the mic apparatus. K-Dash grabbing the mic, yo. And then I'm out the stratosphere. Atmosphere. What I fear is mankind's falling and they just can't hear. Yo. Yo, call it the love song. Like my man Sam Roberts, where the good people gone. And where the good people are cons, ex-cons. Grab the microphone, I'm flipping and I peace up to my man Sean. But his name is not Puffy. But still I grab the mic and slay vampires like Buffy. Yo, grab the microphone, it's K-Dash the Tuffy. With my man Russ Klein playing guitar divine. And we, yo, sing it. Funny how life can go.